grateful to God for bringing us into yet another Sunday and the beginning of a new week. Amen.
Amen.
Every Sunday when we meet, we must understand that the house of God is a pillar and ground of truth, and number two is a place of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And when we pray, God hears us and God answers us. So we are going to pray, and this God will make a way for us.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to pray with Psalm 18, verse 28 and 29. And the psalmist said, "Thou will lighten my path." We're going to pray that God will bring light unto us. Amen.
Amen.
Very important. God will bring. Let's read together. "For thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." Wow.
Amen.
May the Lord enlighten your darkness.
Amen.
You see, when there is something in the darkness and there's no light, you can't see it. And it is only when light comes that you will see things clearly. So we want to pray that, "Lord, may I see things clearly.
Amen.
May I see my business clearly.
Amen.
May I see my marriage clearly.
Amen.
May I see who I ought to marry.
Amen.
May I see the kind of school I ought to go or my children ought to go.
Amen.
May you lighten." See, let me not take decisions in darkness. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes you take decisions in darkness because you don't have all the facts. That 29. "For by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I lived over a wall."
Amen.
May that become your portion.
Amen.
Amen.
That by God you will run through your troop.
Amen.
And you will leap over every wall, because he is going to be the light that brings light to your darkness.
Amen.
Is that a good prayer to pray?
Yes.
Say, "Lord, lighten my path, lighten my business, lighten my education, bring light." Someone say, "Light."
Right.
Can you lift your hand and say, "Father?
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As we are in the month of July.
As we are in the month of July.
The month of perfection.
The month of perfection.
Perfect whatever concerns my life.
Whatever concerns my life.
By bringing light.
By bringing light.
Illuminate my life.
Illuminate my life.
In Genesis 1.
In Genesis 1.
Verse 2 and 3.
Verse 2 and 3.
When there was darkness.
When there was darkness.
You said. "Let there be light."
Let there be light.
And there was light.
And there was light.
And so I pray today.
And so I pray today.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In every area of my
in
life.
In every area of my life.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In my Christian life.
In my Christian life.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In my relationship.
In my relationship.
That I will know who to walk with.
That I will know who to walk with.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
That I will know the right decision.
That I will know the right decision.
To be able to take.
To be able to
let
take.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my family.
In my family.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In my business.
In my business.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In my finances.
In my finances.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In my education.
In my education.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
In every aspect.
In every aspect.
Of my endeavors.
Of my endeavors.
In the name of
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and talk
lift
to God.
And
pray
and
with reverence in the name of Jesus. Declare life. Let there be life. Let there be light. The business that is being hidden from you, let there be light. The progress, let there be light. 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 Situations is when somebody lies to you. When they lie to you, it makes you take wrong decisions. Because you take decisions based on the information you have, truth. Amen?
Amen.
And in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 22, you will know that lying spirits can enter into people. Yes. To deceive. You know, 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 22. You know, we want to pray that anybody with a lying spirit around you, may the Lord expose them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, young lady, and the man is trying to win your heart, but he's a liar. He's already married. Many years ago, I know a certain young man. He was fully married. He was a full minister, had married, done quite wedding in church. And he had gone to marry another woman somewhere. Yes, so lying to the woman. Lying spirit. So we want to pray. He said, the Lord said unto him, where we started 20, let's start from the verse 20 so that you can understand this scripture. The Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? You see, Ahab was to be killed. King Ahab was to be killed. And the Lord was saying, who is going to persuade this guy so that he will get up and go and fight a foolish fight and go and die? You know, there are times you are just there, you feel something. Let me go and do this. Why, I know. Let's go and fall. Let's go and fight. Young Coco, something. And one said on this matter, this was a matter that was being agreed on in heaven. One said on this manner, and another said on that manner. So it means that a certain discussion was taking place in the heavenlies. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And what does the spirit say? And the Lord said unto him, how are you going to do it? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. So it means that a lying spirit can even get into the mouth of prophets. It's in the Bible. A lying spirit can get in the mouth of pastors. Lying spirit can get in the mouth of husbands and wives. Lion spirit can get the mouth for people to deceive you. He said, I will be a lion spirit. 23. Kabaha Saba. 23. That's why you must know the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put what? A lion spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. A lion spirit. That's not my main preaching. So let's but the point I'm making is that a lying spirit can enter into the mouths of people and use them. Here he says that I will put, you see, the Lord wanted to kill Ahab. So he said, I will put a lying spirit in the mouth of who? of their prophet. So all those prophets who went, they went and prophesied stomach direction prophecy. It is only Micaiah who prophesied the right thing later. It was prophet Micaiah. So all those who had the wrong, so pray that you always have the right spirit. Other than that, you can be speaking the wrong things to people to please them. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Yeah, to be, please them. A lying spirit. You can be lying to people yourself. So a lying spirit, pray that you yourself, you don't have, number one, you don't have a lying spirit. And number two, there will be no lying spirit operating around your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
No lying spirit. That you'll be able to discern quickly. By the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lift your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bind
and curse
every lying spirit
around my life
in the name of Jesus.
Anyone
who is a deceiver
shall run away
from my life.
As I pray today,
I bind and expose
all lying spirits
operating in people
around my life
and making them lie to me.
And I command
every lying spirit
operating in my own life
to vanish right now
in the name of Jesus.
Lift a voice. Find every lying spirit. Somebody trying to deceive you, trying to make you take the wrong decision. Find them. Say no. You're a liar. Satan, you're a liar. I bind all lying spirit. What's a lying spirit? Whatever God has not said, it's a lying spirit. Whatever Satan is telling you that you shall not prosper, it's a lying spirit. You shall die before your time. It's a lying spirit. Yes, come find that in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and talk to God. Every lying spirit operating around your life, yes, and in your own life. I command lying spirit out of my life, out of everybody in the church, out of anybody around me. Only the spirit of truth, which is light, should operate. Nobody should come and deceive me. I bind all deception, spirit of deception. Go away now. In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Somebody pray. Find every disciple spirit. Fire spirit. I run you on the point of spirit. This morning, in the name of Jesus. He lifts up your voice and pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Now we want to bind. So we are binding. Amen.
Do
you like the binding?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven.
Amen.
40 days and 40 nights when Jesus was fasting, all he was doing was binding. Binding. Because if you don't bind the enemy, he will bind you. To bind means to resist him. Amen. Yeah. So we're going to pray this time to come against the spirit of camouflage. Someone say camouflage.
Camouflage.
The spirit of camouflage that makes things difficult to see. See, when something has been camouflaged, it means that it's difficult, it is concealed. Jesus. So you cannot see it clearly.
Yes, Lord.
And its effect is to destroy you. Revelation chapter 12 verse 9. That's one of the weapons that the serpent uses. Snakes. If you know a little about snakes, the Bible says, now, snakes oftentimes will try to mimic their environment. So you see a green snake, and then it will be on a branch, and it will look like, you know, part of the branch, greenish, looking greenish. But it's a snake. You will see it dangling there, and you think that it is a twig. It is not a twig. It's a snake. And sometimes you will find snakes, and there will be, you will see some brown leaves, especially if you are used to being in the forest areas, and so you'll be walking, and then as you are walking, you think that it's leaves, but mixed with the leaves will be some snakes lying there, camouflage itself, pick the color of the leaf, so you can't distinguish between the leaf and the snake. That means that the good is mixed with the bad.
Jesus.
You are praying that any bad Jesus. Thing that is mixing with the good,
Jesus.
May the bad be seen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Obi be that that will not the bad no hold, but not the good no. But the intent is to do you bad. Yeah, you will start. You will intend. Sometimes you see some of the bad boys want to get a Christian sister, you will start giving the Christian sister Christian literature and whatever, and there's some Christian jargons and all those things. But the main thing is there. The bad is there. The snake that they want to release is there. Amen. So read that scripture and then we'll pray with it. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which what? Deceives the whole world. So you see, Satan is a deceiver, and he's being described as what? The old dragon, a serpent.
Jesus.
And serpent deceived. Now, to be deceived means to be made to believe something which is not so, that it is true, even though it's not true. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to pray to bind anything that is mixed up with the good.
Yes.
In such a way that you can't see clearly.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Anything camouflage, we want to curse it, we want to bind it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. You know, the mixing of the good and the bad, the hiding of the deadly and the wicked among the good, making the bad unsuspected, masking things, deceiving things. Now, if you look at it, you look at that. Yeah. Can you see the snake?
Yes.
Yeah. This one is even a bit colored. There was one that I saw. You could see that the snake is. If you are not careful, you will not see. You see green. Can't you see that there's a green in it a little?
Yeah.
There's some light green. And there's a brown also there. So if you don't look at it closely, you will not know that this is a venomous animal to finish you up. You are praying that any beast, any venomous thing,
Jesus.
Any dangerous thing around your life,
Jesus.
May the Lord expose. That's what we
Amen.
Pray that the Lord should give us what? Lighten our path. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord lighten our path.
Yes, Lord.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
According to Psalm 18.
According to Psalm 18.
Verse 28.
Verse 28.
Lighten my path.
Lighten my path.
So that any serpent.
So that any serpent.
Anything that is a camouflage.
Anything that is a camouflage.
A bad thing. That has mixed with the good.
That has mixed with the good.
I can't see the bad thing.
No, I can't see the bad thing.
Now I can see.
Now I can see.
Now I can see.
Now I can see.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray.
Open my eyes.
Spiritually. That I can see. Whatever the enemy.
Is camouflaging.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And say, I curse. And I place judgment
against
all camouflaging spirits.
And I command you
out from my life,
in the name of Jesus.
Out. I employ
the fire the fire
of God,
of God,
the lightning,
the lightning
of God,
of God,
the thunderings
of God, of God,
and I command you,
I command
to,
you
scatter
to scatter
from my domain,
from my domain
of oppression,
of oppression,
in the name of Jesus.
Name of
lift your voice and talk to God. Come on, it's a serious prayer. I want you to pray. 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 I need you to pray. I want you to pray, and I need you to pray. I want you to pray, and I need you to pray. We declare victory over all hiding enemies. All hiding enemies. Hiding in holes.
Hiding in
holes. Hiding among the good. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All animals. Hiding. All evil creatures. Hiding. We bind you. In the name of Jesus, may you be exposed by the light of God. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Talk to God. The next 2 minutes. Rabahadaba. Shambodiha. Rabahada. Gimalahada. Rabahadaba. Gimodaha. Gimbeheda. Gimbehedabaha. Kabonabaha. Gimbehada. Bodobo. Dikadaba. Gedabado. Kadabada. Get a bar, get a bada, get a bar, get a bada. The name of Jesus, Abahada, Pado, Doba, Devada, Bobode, Badaba, De Kadaba, Rabada, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now watch the screen. Can you see the twigs and go there? Can you see the snake? There's a snake. That's just somewhere in the middle there. But it's just mixed with the thing. Very dangerous animal, but it's mixed there. Snake, eh? Even when it is a rubber snake, when you see it, it's still a dangerous animal. Even rubber snake. Yeah, rubber snake. Now, do you think it's lying there for nothing? It is lying there to ambush. Somebody say ambush.
Ambush.
Now, what means the meaning of ambush? Ambush means to spring a surprise attack against its prey. So this is a predator that has camouflaged itself to spring a surprise on its prey. We want to pray that any spirit that wants to prey on your life, P-R-E-Y, pray, that wants to spring a surprise on you, may that spirit,
Jesus,
be exposed.
Amen.
According to Psalm 18 verse 28. Thou shalt lighten my path.
Jesus.
May the Lord lighten your path.
Amen.
So that you can see that, hey! Only or one only.
Jesus. Amen.
Record and only.
Amen.
Eh? Some years ago, I was crossing, I don't know whether the White Volta or somewhere, in the Tumu area. And then as I was walking, in the middle of it, I was crossing by foot. I was walking long distance. That in the middle of it, I saw crocodile. Saw the live crocodile with the snout over there. I said, wow. But the Lord delivered me.
Man.
But when I saw, now my walking became a bit more careful. Are you getting me?
Yes.
And I became on guard. Now, when you know that there's a snake around you, you know, you it unsettles you.
Yeah.
There may be snakes around you that you may not be aware of. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
And in Nahum 2, 1 and 2, it says that watch the way. We want to man the forts. Nahum chapter 2. Verse. He that dashes in pieces is come up before your face. Keep the munition. Watch the way. Make your loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. Amen.
Amen.
New Living Translation or any other translation, NIV. Your enemy is coming to crush you. Man the ramparts. Watch the roads. Prepare your defenses. Call out your forces.
Jesus. Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Because you see, he said, an attacker advances against you. Guard the fortress. Watch the road. That's what he watch the road.
Watch the road.
Raise yourselves. Marshal all strength. And that is what we are doing. Amen.
Amen.
So we are praying against the spirit of ambush. Some say spirit
yes,
of
Lord.
Ambush.
Amen. Spirit of ambush.
Snakes attack their prey by surprise. Eh? Yeah. Normally, when animals are fighting, not that one is superior, but it is the surprise. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
It's the surprise. It's the surprise that one gives to another. Even in boxing, I've realized that usually when they say boxing, let's say all of them are heavyweights. It means that they are all the same weight. Bantam weight, all the same, are same whatever. But as they are fighting, it is the surprise that one gives to the other. Even in football. This evening, for instance, England and Italy are going to be playing. And one will give the other a surprise. Both of them are strong teams. But it's a surprise that will make one carry the cup.
The surprise factor.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So the surprise factor. So we are praying that the enemy will not give you a surprise.
Amen. 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 Jesus.
And the enemy gives surprise because what? He is hiding. He is hiding. Surprise. And if you look at animals, you see that when they go surprise, then they come for your throat. The lion, is there anything like that? Have you found anything? Yeah, show it to us so we pray. Amen. Are you ready for us to pray?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. I have a God who never fails. I have a God.
Victory
over all hiding enemies.
Over all hiding enemies.
And I curse their work. I overcome all hiding snakes.
Ready to ambush me.
Spiritual snakes.
Spiritual cats.
Spiritual lions.
Spiritual lions.
Anything spiritual, assigned to spring a surprise
against my life,
against my business,
today
I declare,
let God,
let my God arise on my behalf, and every enemy scatter as I clap my hands. I overcome all enemies that have ambushed me to destroy my marriage, to destroy my health, to destroy my honor, to destroy what is mine. Open your mouth, pray. The spirit that wants to destroy your relationship, somebody wants to take over your relationship, ambush your relationship, ambush your family, ambush your joy, ambush your marriage, ambush your children. Whatever is said to ambush them, we overcome the ambushment. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, talk to God, open your mouth, talk
to God. Le Mahakaba, De Bosata, De Mahadova, Kanda Lebaka, De Dahada, De Mahodaka, De Maharaba, De Barondea, Santi Brava, La Bradosia, De Bradosia, La Brodavia, Le Vricasa, De Bradosia, De Bricadua, De Mahadua, In Lebrehea, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Mahadaba Hakabaraba, oh, Mama Nala, Baba, 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 in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Now, when these animals, when you see a snake, what does a snake do? The snake would oftentimes will bite. Is that right? And when they bite, they release a venom, a poison. And the poison is supposed to locate your heart. That's why whenever you receive a snake bite, you must tie on top of where the snake bite is, so that you stop or you reduce the rate at which the venom is trying to get towards your heart. Because once it gets towards your heart, in fact, once you receive a snake bite, it changes you. Yes. It changes you. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Yeah. So once you are poisoned, and oftentimes what happens is that the enemy tries to poison us. If you are there and then somebody say, look, your wife is doing this. He has been poisoned. From that day, your relationship with your wife will never be the same. The reason why most marriages are spoiled today is because somebody, right from the beginning, somebody was poisoned. Watch men, oh, men. You don't give all your heart to them, oh. When you have money, hide some, oh. Because with time, they will change, oh.
Yeah.
All men come from Adam, oh. Your life is twisted. From that day, your life has been twisted. It could be said by your mother and auntie. They probably may mean well, but they have released a venom onto you.
Yes.
Anybody who says anything to you that twists your heart, that twists your mind and your affection for the things that naturally you like originally so well, that is a venom. It's a venom.
Yes, Lord.
You can be working with a friend, but you don't trust a friend. Because a venom has been released. You can be coming to this church, but you come every time your eyes are looking. What they said to me, are they going to show it? Are they going to exhibit it? Are they going to do it? Is a pastor like that? Is a wife like that? And then whatever like that, a venom, you have been poisoned. Watch out. So watch out. Look at them. Have you seen this time today is wearing green shoe? The following day is wearing this thing.
Hey.
That's why we wear the same type of shoe. To overcome your evil thoughts. The shoes are there. Watch out. Anyway, for your information, when you see me in all those things, people, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
What I wore last week is a blessing. In fact, from top to down, everything by the grace of God is a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Our friends outside. No, I'm serious. They do clothing for me. Friends outside, who would they say? They will ship suits for me. Yeah, suits, everything. From pants, I get my pants, singlets, everything. Friends who just say, we believe in your ministry. We believe in you. And they say,
amen.
But I'm trying to let you know that, listen, this thing called the spirit of poison, is a very dangerous thing. Poison. Somebody say poison.
Poison.
And what does it do? It brings a feeling. So when anytime you have a feeling of great bitterness or anger towards someone, listen to me. One of the ways to know that you have been poisoned is when you have a feeling of anger and great bitterness. Eh? Bitterness. Great bitterness or anger towards someone. You have been poisoned. You went into a relationship. It didn't work. And you see the person angry. Sometimes you are in the church, you think that somebody has said something. You don't go to the person, you don't talk to the person. To even ask, to find out the facts. That Jesus said, if that brother offend you, go to him, or if there's something, go to us. To verify. First, there must be verification. But if there's no verification, you have already believed the thing. Your heart is poisoned. You see the person, God will not hear your prayer. No matter the prayer you pray, check the Bible carefully. That's why we are praying these prayers. Any poison, some people have been poisoned against their own parents, poison against their teachers. Any kind of poison, you want to pray against it. So some snakes, they poison. Then some snakes also, what they do is that they will strangulate you like a python. But first, they always use their mouth. So note that the mouth of an entity is very important. Even though the python, what is that? Is that it bites, it doesn't release venom, but it strangles you. It coils itself around you to make you breathless and take the life out of you. You are praying that whatever has wrapped itself around your life,
yes,
your home,
yes,
your business, to try to squeeze the life out of it, today we cut off its head.
Amen. Amen.
And any viper that has surrounded your life,
yes,
with,
yes,
you are shaking into the fire,
yes,
like what Apostle Paul did in Acts chapter 28 verse 5. He shook it into the fire. He thought what was in the fire was firewood, not knowing one of it was a snake. Camouflage. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Do you like the prayer we are praying?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a spiritual thing we are doing today. Yeah. It's also a surprise to you.
Yeah.
Because the usual thing is that you come in that place where that you pray. But we are dealing with some spiritual things. We are actually surprising the enemy. Because he thinks that we'll just come and listen some prayer, and then you will come and give some comments about the preaching and things and go. You are not giving any comment. You are doing some work on your own self. Amen. Are you ready for us to pray?
Yes.
Yeah. And when the snake coils itself around you, what does it do? It applies pressure. So say pressure.
Pressure.
Anything that is putting constant pressure on you. Eh? Yeah. Constant pressure. Could go and do a pressure to sin. A pressure to steal. A pressure to do this. A pressure to get into relationship by force. A pressure to go and do, you know, take over somebody's husband. A pressure to do this. A pressure to do something negative. It's all the spirits. So we are combining these three things to pray. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Because of time. Say, lift your hand and say, Father.
Father.
May you lighten my path.
May you lighten my path.
That I will see my way clear.
That I will see my way clear.
I come against. Every spirit that will try to spring a surprise on me
by ambushing me,
I overcome them
in the name of Jesus,
and I overpower the spirit of venom, a feeling of great bitterness,
or anger,
towards someone, or a group of people. Today,
I pray.
Whatever will try to poison me,
against others.
I overpower you
in the name of Jesus.
I bind
every venomous attack.
Any attack
of venom
against my home,
against my relationship,
my marriage,
my business,
my family,
my church,
my pastor.
I bind that
in the name of Jesus.
I neutralize
poison.
Anyway,
I have been poisoned
by anybody's words.
Today,
I declare
a sanctification
and
neutralization
of the venom
to come out
of my heart
and all my system.
Venom,
come out.
Spirit
of poison,
come out.
Spirit A strangulation. I break your hold in the spirit that will not allow me to progress. Today, I cut off your head in the snake that is applying constant pressure, squeezing me, putting me under pressure. I overpower you by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I overcome every foul spirit. Every foul spirit assigned against my life, lose your hold. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus, pray. Come against every venomous spirit, the spirit that poisons you, against your business, against your family, against your children, against your parents, against your church, against your pastor, against, yes, whatever that you used to like, every venomous spirit, every darkness go away. Pray, pray, don't be tired.
Come against that spirit. In a spirit that poisons your heart. You want to see Lord God Almighty. I free myself, I deliver myself from every poison, from every venomous spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift your voice, declare unto the Lord somebody. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give you a shout out of us.
I find every venomous viper. I find every poison that are trying to poison my church members, poison family members, poison friends. In the poison, whatever poison anyone tried to place in me, I command the poison out. I cut off the head of every snake, satanic lion. Whatever is meant to strangle my life, anything to send to spring surprise against me, I overcome that by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of constant pressure. In the name of Jesus, whatever is squeezing life out of me, anything squeezing life, squeezing joy, squeezing your future, making you confused, come on, pray against it. Bind it now. Yes, the spirit that is taking away your property, you work and the enemy trying to take it away. Yes, delay your marriage, delay your progress. You want to find that in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody say, darkness go away. Darkness go away. Light come. 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 Darkness go away. Lift up, say, I call for life. Business come. Honor come. Good health come. Long life come. Progress come. Peace come. Promotion come. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. In Genesis 1, when there was darkness, the Lord said, let there be light. And there was light. The light came out of darkness. That means that in your difficult situation, call forth the good.
Amen.
And the good is going to come forth.
Amen.
You are your personal prophet. That's why I am my personal prophet.
I am my personal prophet.
Yes. That is why, how do you know you are a personal prophet? That's why in Ezekiel 37, when God asks Ezekiel, verse 3, can these dry bones live? He said, yes, Lord, thou knowest. It means God, it's in your hands. And God said, no, it's not in my hands. Then God told him the verse 4. Prophesy. Someone say prophesy.
Prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophesy.
Amen.
That means I speak the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Declare the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
So you are declaring that every darkness go away.
Amen.
Light has come.
Yes, Lord.
Imoledeo.
Imoledeo. O kum kum parada. Imoledeo. O kum kum parada. Light is here. Imoledeo.
Light.
light is here. Darkness go away.
Talking about the presence of God. Amen. Why we need the presence of God, then how do you get the presence of God? We talked about that. Is that right? Today I want to start sharing on the benefits of the presence of God. Someone said the benefits. Say it again for the last time. The presence of God has got a number of benefits. Number one is that the presence of God gives rest. Someone say rest. Rest all around. Rest all around. Somebody say rest. Now the word rest there is talking about relaxation. So when when children have their parents around, they are relaxed. Is that not it? Good. Number two, it talks about rest is talking about peace. It's talking about not fretting, not worrying. Not being anxious. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, he says that be anxious or be worried about nothing, but in everything. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. But in everything, somebody say in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And verse 7, and the shalom, somebody say the shalom, and the peace of God, the peace of God, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So I say everything by prayer? Nothing without prayer. Now, when you pray, what do? You court the presence of God. When you are talking to somebody, when you call on the person, if the person is alive, you respond to his name. When you call somebody even on the phone, the person picks and say, hello, hello, hello. So when you call God, God says hello and God shows up. The good news is that you see, your friend may be limited by time and space, but God is not limited by time and space. So the moment you call God, God's telephone number is J333. So Jeremiah 33, call unto me, I'll hear you and I will answer. So God shows up. Can I have an amen? And so once you call him, his presence becomes available. And when you also praise him, according to Psalm 22 verse 3, God inhabits the praise of his people. So your praise becomes the dwelling place of God. So the one who wants the presence of God must what? Praise him and worship him. Amen. And then pray unto him. Hallelujah. Good. So now when you have done that, what do? He comes around. And once he shows up, he will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. So when you come to him, he will give you rest. Somebody say rest. Okay, let me give you one more scripture on the rest. Exodus 33, verse 14 and 15. He said, Exodus 33, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. So when God's presence is with you, he gives you what? So if you want rest, what do? You must then do what it takes to get the presence. So once you get the presence, you get a rest. This week, may you get a rest. I said, may you get the rest. Amen. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusts in thee. So you will enjoy peace when you learn to abide in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, means you abide in his presence. So what do you get? And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Ooh, hallelujah. Verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. And so what do you get? Rest. Amen. Number 2, the presence of God brings refreshing. Someone say refreshing. Acts 3 verse 19. Acts chapter 3 verse number 19. We'll look at it in the King James and we'll look at it also from the NLT. Repent therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. So if you want your sins to be blotted out, you need to what? Repent. Repentance means change of heart and mind so that your sins will be blotted out. So that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. So times of refreshing come from who? The presence of God. So sometimes you see that you are stale. Are you getting me? You feel cold. But when you come to the presence of God, you feel warm. Anytime you come to church and after that, you realize that there's a feel-good kind of thing. As if you are taking some ephedrine. You know, and there's some kind of excitement and go. It's because of the presence of God. Amen. You come and the preacher preaches some word of God. Say, oh, hallelujah. I may not have money in my pocket, but I'm not afraid again. Eh? I'm not afraid. There's that song. I am not afraid. I am a friend of God.
A slave to fear. I am a child of God.
If you're a child, you are in your father's presence.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Tell somebody, I'm a child of God. And you know, when you are somebody's child, you have a right to the person's inheritance. Yes. You have a right, full rights. Everything. Bible says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. That's why you can't be poor. Oh, your amen is me. You are looking at your present state. I said you can't be poor. Because your father is not a poor God. You are blessed. I say you are blessed. Yeah. You may not know. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I'm blessed. Who has blessed us? With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's why I'm blessed. Who has blessed us? Not who will bless us. Who has blessed us? This is present participle. Someone say present participle. Amen. Anna, Mizoe. Amen. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who has blessed us? Who has blessed us? Who has blessed us? Now, whatever blessing you are believing Him for, declare it today. With all spiritual blessings, every places in Christ Jesus. So when you come to the presence of God, the next thing that He gives you, you are refreshed. You are revived. Why are you refreshed? Because He says that, come unto me. When you come to me, all those who believe, they shall, those who are hungry, they shall be what? They shall be fed. Amen. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be what? Filled. So if you come to Him into His presence, and when you are filled, you are refreshed. When you eat, are you not refreshed? When you are thirsty and you got water to drink, are you not refreshed? So when you come to the presence, being in the presence of God refreshes you. So if you want refreshment, be in His presence. So what are we doing? Sundays, as we meet like this, we are getting spiritual refreshment. To become revived and strengthened to go through the activities of the week. Can I have an amen? Are you being blessed, somebody? Hallelujah. The third one. Joy comes to you. Joy. Somebody say joy. Say me share. Psalm 16 verse 11. That's why when you are in church, you must have a Mesheric spirit. Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence. Are you there? You will in thy presence. I don't like that version. You will show me. Let's read together. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is anger. It's fighting. In your presence is what? Fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forever. That's why you can't come to church and squeeze your face. There's a problem with you. Full of joy. Amen. Joy does not mean the absence of maybe turbulence or whatever. But you have joy. I got joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. Presence of God. Someone say the presence of God. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? The presence of God, there is what? Inexplicable joy. When you have the presence of God, you don't need to take antidepressants, you know, to sleep. You are joyful. And learn to happy yourself. When you come to church, dance. dance, decide to dance, decide to be happy, play, go on YouTube and play good Christian music, put on it and dance yourself. Are you getting me? Just be dancing. Just be in your room. Put it when you go to the bathroom. Play it in the bathroom. When you are cooking, sometimes the cooking can be tiring. So while you are cooking, you are playing some good music. As you are playing some good music, you are being refreshed. Yes. When you go to the loo, play. God will give you revelations. Yes. I get the revelations when I go there. A lot of revelation. You are sitting there cool with your book, with your Bible, with your notebook. If you're a Christian, listen to me. Always have something that you write on. Because you never know when God is going to speak to you. So the moment God speaks to you, you know, and you write it. Amen. And every day, let me tell you, every day have a certain time of quietness. Sometimes we pray, but as you pray also, relax in His presence and just sit down. Sometimes a few minutes, whatever, God will speak to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not out of word. I'm out of time because I want to keep to my...